the moment has arrived when I can honestly say, if you were at Ladies' Day for Royal Ascot, you would say the one absence that they have, that the Lincolnshire Show does have, is indeed the presence that is Jane Southall, looking as ever as glamorous and wonderful as ever, Jane.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you, and what can we say? The 133rd show. You've officially launched it now. Always an exciting time in the press centre with the new layout of tables, which Alan Sennett was very proud about earlier, so that's good. We've already had a wander around. We've been doing some tweets, and Ben's been busily sort of doing his social networking. He's already managed to insult a New Zealander by claiming he was an Australian, but that's okay.
We all do it.
So it's looking good, and I love the way, actually, in the press call, you actually launched the notion by saying, weather is fine today, but there's a hurricane fly past at 12 o'clock. Genius.
Stunning pun. Punderful, as some would say.
Anyway, Ben, questions for Jane.
Yeah, Jane, what are you most looking forward to today?
I just think it's to see all the people here having fun, really. So we've got the sun, got the weather, which is the icing on the cake. So, just see lots of people enjoying themselves.
I think a few of the folk have actually been faced with the challenge of the resurfacing on the A15, which has led to one or two sort of little areas. But overall, it's looking good. And the general vibe we're getting from the exhibitors, certainly, is that, you know, it's just better than ever.
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm going to all say that, aren't I, really? I've been here, by the way, for 133 of them, but I've been here for the last 11, might even be 12. And the resurfacing, that's not happening today and tomorrow, but it was beforehand. So, I think what we would say, it's a great show. There's so much to see and so much to do. You can't see it all in one day. So what we're sort of saying to people is they plan and know where they're going and see what's happening in the countryside ring, the main ring, all the other areas, so that they get the most out of the day, really.
I think in many ways we've grown up together, Jane, with respect to the show, because we've also done about a dozen or so in various ways. So it's all wonderful stuff. Now, your counterpart, of course, from the champions, Lincoln City, will be here, the Cowley brothers. Will it be one of the Cowley brothers or both Cowley brothers?
I don't know, to be honest. Sally would be the best, but it's obviously here tomorrow. It'd be nice if we've got two, and we've got some players as well in the Discovery Zone.
They'll be signing you up as a motivating speaker to actually sort of, you know, just get that sort of final routine as they look to proceed through Division 2 into Division 1 and more.
Probably not.
Ben?
What would you suggest people go and do today? You know, what would be their best thing to be going out and doing?
Yeah, I think it's really what their interest is, really. So there's so much to see. I mean, but there's certain things happening in the main ring at certain times and in the countryside ring. So if they want to fit it all in, as well as doing shopping and finding something to eat, I think it's just if they plan. And you know, if they like cars, there's cars. If they want to buy cheese, there's cheese. If they want a new dress, they want jewellery, whatever they want. They like to buy a combine harvester, I'm sure that can be arranged.
Strange you should say that, actually. You know, we were looking at the combine harvesters.
We commented on that on the way in. But like you say, there is something for everyone, and I think that's what makes the show fantastic. And it's obviously quite evident with how popular it is outside.
And finally, Jane, clearly you are the face of the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society, and quite rightly so, as well as the key sort of coordinator of the whole system. Do you get a chance to sort of just have a little wander around yourself and maybe, you know, check out what's happening in the sheep show, see the dog and duck man and so on?
Not necessarily so much today, although I did have a drive round last night about 9 o'clock just to see where everything is, etc. But tomorrow's probably more when I have more time, if anything, but not normally on day one.
One of the art gallery exhibitors who've actually sort of increased their space this time around because they're so happy with the success, etc., so that when they arrived, I think at 4 a.m. on Monday morning, their patch was being occupied by a hare and a couple of pheasants, I believe.
Oh, right, yeah, they were trying to get in without buying a ticket.
Yeah, I was just sort of thinking it's nice to see the Lincolnshire Show and the Agricultural Society uses animals as well.
Embracing local culture and local nature in its finest form.
The great thing about the Lincolnshire Show is every so often you meet a special star celebrity that you haven't met for years. The creator of online quiz questions, scenarios. Back in the day of Express FM, he was the man. He still is the man. He's Phil White. How
man,
are you?
You've got a good memory for all that stuff. I mean, I was distracted here by the bacon sandwiches, so all that stuff was lost in the dim, distant bits of my past here. But now you've brought them back into focus. Yeah, I know. So when was that? I'm trying to think when that would have been. That would have been
1991, 92.
Oh dear, mate, when we were much younger and less heavy around the middle in my case. Not in your case. You're looking slimline, mate. You're looking good.
Oh, Phil, I see the hyperbole is still there as ever. Can I introduce you to Sue Rice, of course, because Sue doesn't realise the connection between Phil White, the legendary Phil White, and myself.
Wow.
Sue, of course, is a legend for a BBC Lincolnshire back in the day with Dylan Royce.
Yes. So you're working here today?
I am, yes, yes. I'm going to be going around and sampling lots of wonderful food and getting down to the livestock tent and going and having a look and see all the judging, because that's my favourite part.
You know, we came in at entrance B and we walked all the way out the site and all the way along the site and eventually found the thing that we were broadcasting from. Then we walked from there past the Epic Centre, past the first aid point. I've not seen an animal yet. I mean, I've been here about half an hour. And there are animals here then?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, thankfully, it's one of the things that Lincolnshire Show has kept is a really big agricultural presence. So there's loads of livestock. At the moment, the judging traditionally happens all on a Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And once upon a time, I would have been one of these little people dragging a little lamb out of the shed, but not anymore.
Oh, how sweet. Well, you didn't bring any lambs? No lambs
no,
today?
No. My dad didn't bring any this year, no.
Said Sue is one of my MA Community Radio students. I will reveal now for both Ben and Sue and our listener, of course, that Phil White taught me so much about the medium of radio back in the 90s.
Did I?
Everything from traffic, travel, all those routines. You put me on the Sunday show.
Don't you be blaming me, mate. These poor kids have got to make their own way in life. Don't you be blaming me for your... No, but that's right. I mean, we had a really, really nice... well-organised and good-sounding RSL, as they were known in the days, restricted service licences up in Newcastle for a month, wasn't it? And it was good.
All the things that we put into place with Siren FM. So there we are, the award-winning system.
Good.
Questions for you, Sue.
What are you intending to do today and tomorrow? What's going to be your must-see item?
Well, I'm only here one day, which is a shame because there is so much to see. I mean, I say we came in entrance B, so we've come past all the great big tractors and the big engines, past all the RAF displays. I mean, that in itself will be enough for an outside broadcast, wouldn't it? And there's the rest of the site. So I'm going to grab a bacon sandwich and I'm going to get a coffee and then I'm going to go off and record stuff and I'm just going to try and see what I can see. I like art, so I'm going to try and find some art and craft people to talk to.
May I recommend then the WI tent, which has just morphed out of all control over the years. There are some wonderful, wonderful arts and crafts things in there, so that's definitely, I'm definitely going to go and see that today. No. This is a long and distinguished history of me coming to the Lincolnshire Show since I was old enough to walk.
Wonderful. So where's that in real life? I mean, if you can direct me from the Epic Centre, because that's the only bit I know so far. Epic Centre, fine. No, it doesn't matter.
Let's get it sorted out.
There was a little panic on her face there.
Phil, share with us, how can people stay in touch with your good self today? Twitter handles and so on.
Twitter handle at Phil White Radio will be very good. If you want to email phil.white@bbc.co.uk, and there's text as well on 81333RH. But of course, if you're on the site, best thing to do is come and find us. We're right near the Lewes, you can't miss us.
And are you still actually BBC Humbersiding?
We are BBC Radio Humbersiders. It's my every show this year for me is an outside broadcast. So we've done over, I mean, how many have we done so far? About 120?
117.
This is 117 we've done. Now, you know, allowing for weeks off and sort
that's
of.
Why I'm sorry, Charlie Partridge. BBC Humberside is far better.
Oh, Charlie, don't you listen to him. Charlie will be after you, mate. And he can still move quite quickly, can Charlie, when he can be bothered. So, So, yes, get in touch. Come and see us. Come and say hello.
Now, you may have heard a few moments ago with Phil White, but the good news is that our Twitter team, Ben, has now been increased by 100%.
Indeed it has. We've been graced by two people's presence. Not
yes,
one,
not
but two.
But two, the dynamic duo, the heart-to-heart of Lincolnshire Radio. I'm saying this to Phil whilst they sort out their digestive scenarios. It's Dylan and Sue Rice.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning, Alex. And what a wonderful day it is for a show.
Oh, she's gone all Ken Dodd on me with a tickling stick as well. Amazing. So far we've actually looked at the sheep. We've spoken to our New Zealand colleague Stuart with the dog and duck. We've had a look at the Leicestershire Tigers. We've looked at some of the art gallery material. What else have we been doing, Ben?
We looked at various bits and bobs yesterday as well, just to mention a few. But the RAF area and the aviation zone was absolutely fantastic, and I recommend
the Lancaster bomber. The last time, this was one of the reasons why I was particularly sensitive in terms of comments, Ben, because clearly I didn't do any particular gesticulations while standing next to the Hermann Göring quote. This primarily because a tweet that I retweeted after a gap of 4 years received the line from a certain D. Rice: "Alex looks rather like somebody's put a ferret down his trousers."
Yes, it is that. Well, it was the surprised sort of
Ed looking a lot younger. Ed add Alex looks as though his ferret has gone down his trousers. I mean, is that what is one to say?
I daren't comment.
Yeah, from a colleague to the teaching staff at the University of Lincoln as well. Outrageous.
Don't dig a hole.
Not after the New Zealand-Australia debacle, no.
No, we'll tell you about that later on.
Oh. So we'll probably touch base with Neil Curtis, I think, in a few moments.
Yes, wonderful. He's one of the people. It's funny that over the years you get people that you go to every year and it's like meeting up with old friends, like a social. But equally, there's new people here that we've never met before, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them today as well, getting to find out what they... Particularly the gin... There is a gin quarter, apparently. I'm very excited about this, indeed.
I recall that the Great Yorkshire Show, the gin area was one thing that certainly sort of you made a beeline for.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Although, interestingly, that then it was Mason's Gin from Harrogate. This year there is a brand new boy in town, and it's Pinjin from Louth. Latest Lincolnshire produce. I cannot wait to try it. I really can't.
That looks like me driving home then.
Picking up the pieces, no doubt.
Well, once you've been on Couples Come Dine With Me, what else can you actually say?
Exactly, you should start singing later on, just you wait.
I will not. That's tomorrow, actually.
And that's, of course, the other aspect. You're going double duty. Katie Dore, I think, is on the choir services. We haven't seen Katie as yet today. Presumably, is Ed involved with this as well?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, we've been working both with the University Choir and the Lincoln Choir. We've been working really hard on our 20-minute set. And tomorrow, at the bandstand, there will be a smorgasbord of listening pleasure.
A song. Smorgasbord of song.
Yes, for everybody's listening pleasure, including a little rendition of Toto in Africa.
Very nice.
Hopefully the weather will stay good for it.
A little reminder, you may well be listening to this on a Thursday morning as part of the Midweek Drive Morning Edition's reflections on day one of the Lincolnshire Agricultural Show. We've been joined, as we said, by Sue Rice and Dylan Rice. Sue, you've decided to take up the taste challenge.
Yes, I think we have. I mean, you can't come to the Lincolnshire Show and not sample the wonderful Lincolnshire produce. It's grown to the extent where there is now a dedicated food court, and it's... I'm using this word a lot today, but it's true. It is a smorgasbord of different
Swedish on us.
Yeah.
We've got IKEA representations coming up.
Maybe so. Well, I'm standing here at the foot of the food court, and the smell's coming off. I mean, I love early mornings at the show anyway, because for me it sort of gives me childhood memories of, you know, getting the animals ready for judging, and bacon sandwiches, and, you know, the smell of wafting sausages. They really, food producers in Lincolnshire are really getting themselves organised there now. They're getting their stalls pitched out, and they want people to come in and try stuff. And why not? When you've got things like pork, the pork pies, you've got the bacon carcass competition at Curtis's. There's so much to see and do, just with the food, let alone anything else.
Okay, Ben, are you ready for this food exploration?
I am ready.
Let's go then. Dylan, you ready?
I am. I've got a bit of a plan.
Good heavens, this sounds worrying. Does it involve pigeons and guns?
No, what it involves is sausages. Because we want to try and figure out who does the best sausage. So what we're going to do is we're going to buy a small portion of sausages from each sausage maker. Whatever.
Secret
the,
sausage
butcher,
buyer.
The butcher? Yeah,
is butcher the right word you're looking
down
for?
Down for sausage maker. Sausage maker. And then we're going to cook them. And have them all lined up with little flags on whose they are, and we'll make our judgment.
That sounds like a way of celebrating the summer solstice, if ever there was one.
Certainly, or maybe it'd be better on a barbecue.
Yeah, I'm not a big barbecue fan. I'm unlike most blokes. I just prefer to sit back and
shoot cooking to the wife.
Well, clearly the views of our correspondents are not necessarily those of Southside Broadcasting or Siren FM, but onwards ever onwards. So we have arrived at Rowley's Fudge. It's crumbly.
It is crumbly, very crumbly.
And we're speaking to?
My name's Guy.
Okay, talk to us about Rowley's Fudge, which is full of natural ingredients and has a website, which is rowleysfudge.co.uk.
Yeah, I've got a shop in Steephill, been there for 4 years now, and everything is made in the shop. It's gluten-free, no artificial colouring, we don't use palm oils or vegetable oils. We've brought a selection of probably our 12 best-selling flavours today, all in individual bags, and there's a promotion if you buy three or more.
You've got vanilla clotted cream,
yes.
Fudge, you've got salted maple and pecan fudge, you've got Bailey's fudge. Ben?
Yeah, it looks like a fantastic array. I know the exact shop it is, and you can smell it as soon as you go past from the window being open at most days. And it often looks very popular. And I'm sure... Have you been here before, Lincolnshire Show?
This is our first time here. So, yeah, just seeing what it's like. So, yeah, it's Yeah.
Do I detect a Scottish accent there?
You do, and the fudge is made very much like Scotch tablet, so it's like a hybrid between English fudge and Scottish tablet, so you're getting the best product that you won't get anywhere else here.
Sensational. Now, what would you recommend in terms of tasting for Ben and Sue and possibly Dylan here, our hard-working Midweek drivers? Where should they go for this tasting?
Well, I have some here for you.
Cunningly prepared.
This is our classic vanilla clotted cream.
Okay, so the classic vanilla clotted cream. It's getting a thumbs up, I think, from Sue, so that's good.
Nom.
Nice.
And it's great with coffee, or just by itself.
Okay. And Ben?
Yeah, very nice, very enjoyable.
There we are. We've already mentioned the website. We're just at the start of day one today from that sort of point of view. Are you around for the Lincolnshire Food and Gift Fair later on in the year? Or would you be sort of...
Not so far. I mean, because I'm preparing everything for the shop, it's hard to get all the stock ready in time for this. So this is our first attempt at doing something like this, and then we'll see how it goes.
So is this your first Lincolnshire show?
Yes, it is.
Exciting times. I'm sure it'll go well. The quality is there. We're already getting our tweeters on the case. Once again, many thanks.
Thank you very much.
Neil Curtis is here, so the world can rest easy. Neil, good to see you as ever.
Yes, it's great to see you again, and another excellent time at the show.
Absolutely. I knew that, obviously, Sue Rice, who was on duty with us last year, was well aware of the quality of Neil Curtis. I wasn't aware that you had a deal-making situation with her husband, Dylan, of course.
Oh, yes, quite a few years. So Dylan, come on, do a process, do a deal.
Yes, yeah. Dylan, what is this? What can you share with the listener?
Well, what we always do is, at the end of the show, we come along and have a look at the carcasses, the baking carcasses, and have a look and see which is the best. Take some advice from Neil, and we usually make a purchase. Mm-hmm. Fill the freezer.
Do they go for the fat one, or the extra flavour, or what? Can you actually give any Rice secrets away here?
Well, I think they go for the best value one.
Oh.
Yes, although Neil and I do often have what I call a housewife's choice chat, yes, about the best marbling, because often it's not about what the leanest cut is, it's often about the marbling in it, because that's where the flavour is. But we could talk for hours about that, don't we, Neil?
And indeed have on previous years, Neil.
Yes, we have, and it's interesting discussions and with over the years about the confirmation, about their carcasses themselves, and what makes a good bacon carcass.
Now, as I said, shameless plug here, I usually avail myself of the joys and delights of the North Highcombe branch of Curtis of Lincoln. Ben, are you a regular visitor, partaker of the company?
I'm not, as I'm a student, a full-time student, Alex. Unfortunately, I'm not able to fund that lifestyle myself, but although I do admire the... The meats and especially the bacon on top of Steep Hill when she walked past.
Okay, so here's your chance to put questions to Neil Curtis about how he can become more student friendly.
Yeah, what kind of recommendations would you provide, not just for a student but for anyone in Lincoln, to endeavour whilst they come and visit one of your shops?
Well, obviously, a lot of different shops. We have shops which are more bakery orientated, and obviously, what we do here is more meat, because obviously our background, our foundation really is when we first started is meat. With pork, and over the years we've diversified more into bakery, so no doubt in the shops around Lincoln and Lincolnshire are more bakery oriented. But however, here obviously you've got a great show of carcasses of meat, because the farmers enter the competition, and on behalf of the show society we get them cured and process them and hang them up for display and judging.
I've always found the bacon sandwiches and the sausage buns very competitively priced, actually. But so there we are.
Well, it's just because I'm a student. I can't tend to go on a frequent level to purchase.
Well, students, obviously, you look for anything at good value. And, of course, buying from a local butcher, you can buy what you want, quantity-wise. If you go to the supermarket, you've got a pack, you go have that pack come what may. So if you just want two sausages, you can get two sausages.
And the quality too, might add. You've got good quality, bear in mind, for local butchers.
Quality and Curtis are two words which are synonymous with each other. Dylan, questions for yourself.
Yeah, we've got a little competition going at home at the moment, trying to find the best sausage. Not the best quality, not the best value, but just the...
I thought surely you're in pole position for this one, Neil.
The family enjoy. So what we're going to do this year is we're going to buy a small sample of sausages... Mm-hmm. From all the different producers.
Yep.
And then we're going to take them home and cook them all. So how would you suggest your sausage would be best presented?
Oh, well, presented obviously either grilled or fried. Nice and slowly, not too fast. Because the problem is if you cook a sausage too fast, then it ends up burnt and you lose the flavour, real flavour of Lincolnshire sausage. Now, obviously... We make two different varieties. In fact, we make six different sorts of Lincolnshire sausage. Depends on the market. Through our shops, there's a two. The farmhouse style Lincolnshire, which is our premium sausage. That's higher sage content. And we're going to do a Lincolnshire, which is not so much sage, and there's a different sort of meat level as well. So it's different horses for courses.
So this is far from the easy kind of test I anticipated at the start.
No, it's very difficult, actually, because also wearing another hat, I'm involved with Lincolnshire County Foods, who organise the poacher competition, which is a biennial event for Lincolnshire Specialty Foods. And we had the last event last year. And when you get butchers from all over the county enter, and you see Lincolnshire sausage maybe at about 30-35 different variety, different producers on the table, that's when the problems start, because of both. You don't know who they are, not labelled. That's when you can test. Now, so maybe next year, because the poacher competition is next year, come back as a judge. You can have a look and taste for all them together.
Oh, his little eyes are just lit up like a Christmas tree, Neil.
Sausage. The best offer you've ever provided, Neil. In all the years we've been actually doing these connections, finally Dylan has found that sausage judging forte.
Actually, well, what happens when judging, you say you normally have three judges. A technical judge, tends to be a butcher, who knows about making sausages, what goes into it, and look at technical faults at the problem. And then two lay judges. And then you discuss. Hmm. You look at the overall appearance. You cut it, internal appearance. You look at the taste, flavour, smell. Hmm. So all of that, and then come out and award number of... Well, deduct points from 100. And then you can end up with whatever the sausage with the most points wins.
Yes. See, my preferred sausage is one that's better cold than it is hot.
Yeah, because that's another problem, is that the difference in flavour. Because, for example, Haslett, you can eat that cold, but you can also eat it hot. You can eat it for barbecues even. And the flavour difference is amazing.
Barbecuing a Haslett, Neil?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I have never, ever heard anybody suggest that before.
Well, what you do is cut the Haslett into thick slices, and then you can fry it, grill it, or in a barbecue.
Well, I would never have thought of that.
That would have won you couples come dine with me if you'd slipped in the barbecued Haslett.
It might have done, yes.
It would have, quite clearly.
Another suggestion about cooking sausages is boil them.
That's something I've not heard. My father used to almost boil them in gravy.
Yeah.
So what he would do, he'd get them in and he'd do that.
No, my mother used to cook the boiled sausages in, not boil, but... within almost boiling water, about 80 to 90 degrees, cook the sausages in there, and then take them out and then peel the skin off and eat them that way. With some tomatoes, tinned tomatoes, as an evening snack. And the flavour difference as well.
Yeah. Does this help, Ben?
Yeah, it was how Frankfurters are made, aren't they? Most of them are boiled. Not all of them.
Frankfurters are a different method. Now, it's totally different, because Frankfurters are based on making a basic brat or emulsion. And what they do is there's no binder, no rusking, those sort of sausages. And what you do is emulsify the meat, and that, on cooking, the protein in the meat acts as binders everything together. I happened to work in Germany for about, a number of years ago, and the butcher I worked for near Nuremberg made 120 different sorts of sausage. But what he did was, quite often, was make a basic brat, an emulsion that would form the basis of maybe about half dozen different sorts of sausage, and then you add minced beef in, or of course some pork or something else to make a different recipe.
And what would you suggest people do to judge a favourite sausage? Obviously, you've told us what the judges do themselves when they come to judge the competition. But personally, at home, what would you believe is in a really great sausage for people to look out for?
Well, obviously, having the right combination of the meat. And the fat level, succulence, because if you put too much meat in, it can be too dry. Obviously, a rusk in there to bind things together. And then the cooking as well, and the seasoning, the key ingredient. And linkage of sausages, prime, the thing is obviously salt, pepper, and obviously key ingredient, sage. And how much sage you put in is down to preferential taste, because so many butchers around make their own sausages, and the levels of sage are different, and something... You might prefer. I like obviously Curtis. Sometimes I enjoy eating somebody else's sausage.
No, are other sausages available?
It's somewhere difference to try.
Good heavens!
You've got to try the competition, haven't you, to know what you've beaten up against?
And if you're serious about me being a judge next year, I would absolutely love to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I am serious because I'm chairman of the Candy Food, so I can't suggest.
Yes.
But certainly,
could we invite Ben as well? What do you think? It's a step too far.
But also, also we do the there's a specialty class as well, and then you have maybe about it's about 50, 60 different sorts of sausages there, all sorts of different flavours, and using variety of meats as well. Now I don't think you'd better do
all of it.
All of it.
Go without training.
I mean, that's what Ben would probably be a suitable routine. But well worth
do with the training, I think.
Neil, as ever, it's been a delight. I never thought we'd actually sort of spend so much time on the sausage, but there we are. Just goes to show, each year has a certain magical feel.
Well, next time, come along to the Lincolnshire Sausage Festival. It'll be in October. Come along and have a go actually making sausages as well, because that's another expertise, actually making it.
Yeah, you've got a new career in sausages, Dylan.
We have taken up residence in the members area just outside the Epic Centre. I say taken up residence because, frankly, the excitement of the sausage challenge with Neil Curtis was, frankly, just too much for Sue, Ben, Dylan and myself to actually bear. So, Dylan, we've been looking at the carriage driving and we're looking at the main ring here. Would you like to describe the kind of things we're seeing?
Extraordinarily well turned out. What we have is these two-wheel carriages, each with a very smartly dressed driver, and they're doing the judging at the moment, as you can just hear in the background. I would be hard-pressed to sort of judge between any of them, whether they're looking at the carriage, whether they're looking at the horse, and actually been going up and down as well, so presumably it's the presentation, it's a dressage of sort of style things.
It's certainly something which I know that the more equine events we've been covering, and obviously this is the week where Royal Ascot is taking place as well, have a situation whereby they all look very good, and to actually decide between them is frankly, you know, I would have said from my point of view, almost impossible. But clearly, you know, we have had winners, and they have just been announced and are proudly trotting off.
Yeah, they've got their rosettes on, and the clothes, very Edwardian looking, the clothes they're wearing. A bit warm today, without a shadow of doubt.
Sue, your thoughts on this?
This is one of the places that I've always loved to go. The members' lawn always affords such a wonderful view of the great things that they have in the rings. And over the years, they've had the dancing diggers, the red helmets, of course the Young Farmers Club floats are always one of the must-sees of the show. And I have every confidence that...
Well, coming up today, I think, Sue, you've already got the information in terms of what's likely to be performing both today and tomorrow in the main ring.
Yes, I have, yes. I mean, the Parade of the Hounds are always a great thing to see. And from the looks of it, we've got the Scurry Driving Association. We're bringing their bits and pieces in. And the Man in Motion by the Rise Home College. So that would be quite fun to see. There's lots of things, always lots of things to see and do in the main ring for all ages.
Man in Motion as opposed to World in Motion, which of course was the 1990 World Cup song with New Order. Ben, have you had your sight restored now?
I have very temporarily, just through the eye drops and the hay fever. But it looks fantastic at the minute. I mean, I'm not very familiar with this myself, so I'm not entirely sure what goes on. I'm sure it's similar to crafts of some description, but it looks wonderful, very wonderful.
Although we would point out that we wouldn't want canines to be attached to the drivers because it would be unfair to the dogs.
I've actually seen that. You know, they have these cart pulling dogs from somewhere in Europe.
Aren't they huskies in Alaska?
No, they have those as well, don't they? So it's
kind of mush, mush.
Yes,
as we frequently say.
Don't shout too. You'll set them off in a stampede. It is nice to be here, actually, because as a working class bloke,
no,
I feel it's almost like I have to hush my voice and maybe a little after. Susie, on the other hand, my good wife there, who's a social class above me, is more used to this kind of thing. Whereas
I'm saying she's out of your league.
Yes, whereas I'm just a sort of a rough working lad. I feel a bit like, you know, a bit like a waiter.